Vladimir Zelensky said two Russian ballistic missiles struck an educational facility in nearby hospital in a central eastern region of in the central eastern region of Poltava Tuesday. In a video statement, Zelensky said one of the buildings was destroyed and there were casualties.
People found themselves under the rubble. Many were saved. More than 180 people were injured. Unfortunately, many died. As of this time, 41 people are known to have died.
Zelensky urged Ukraine's allies to provide air defenses and long-range missiles to help combat such attacks, saying every day of delay means more lives lost. Poltava is located about 110 kilometers from the border with Russia and about 350 kilometers southeast of Kyiv. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is holding talks with senior officials in Ukraine after attacks were reported into the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rafael Grossi, who has highlighted the vulnerability of Ukraine's energy infrastructure due to Russian attacks, is making his sixth visit to the war-torn country since the conflict began in February 2022. The Zaporizhzhia plant, Europe's largest, came under Russian control in the wake of its invasion. The IAEA says ongoing attacks in the area and damage to Ukraine's national grid threaten the power supply that's vital to nuclear power stations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's military said Tuesday it has killed a Hamas militant who participated in the October assault on Israel and was seen in a widely viewed, now infamous video, drinking a soda in front of two children who were wounded in a grenade attack that killed their father. The IDF identified the militant as Ahmad Fazi Wadia and said he paraglided into the Netiv Hazari community during the October attack. This is VOA News. U.S. regulators are reporting the 28th death caused by exploding te-